Professor James Ferguson. I'm an emergency medicine surgeon in the emergency department at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. Some are just worried because it's a bit of excitement, but there's a large group that we find when we do blood tests on them that they've got muscle breakdown, and most of these patients just need to be admitted and given fluid and observed for a few hours. But the thing is, we're seeing that these drugs are deleterious to your body even when you're taking them and you're not having an effect. So we're just seeing the top small percentage coming at the ED. So there's obviously people out there taking these drugs who may well be damaging their muscle repeatedly, and I think we're likely to see long-term effects from these drugs.
So what kind of damage to the muscle is that?
Well, the interesting thing is that these drugs are unregulated. So it's a bit like street drugs. You never know what they've cut it with. So, you know, sometimes it's bleach, sometimes it's any substance just to bulk it up. Now, the legal highs come in sort of flash packets, but once again, we don't know what's in them. So what we're seeing is reactions, not sure exactly what the exact biochemical mechanism is, but in many of the patients we took in, we were checking a level called creatinine kinase, which is just an indication that muscle has been damaged. And a large number of these patients, at least 50% of them, in my experience, when we do a CK, we find they're high. Now, some of them might just be a mild increase, but we've had some who have had really very, very high increases. Now, the young men, usually just fluids is enough to treat that and observing them for a day or so. But obviously, there's a small minority that end up in high dependency unit or even in intensive care.
Councillor Ross Thompson, member for Hazelhead, Ashley and Queen's Cross. People think that because it's sold over the counter, because it's in nice glossy packaging, and that you can go in and buy it fairly cheaply, and because it's displayed in a shop window, that somehow it's safe. And the argument all along has been, just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's safe. And we've got to bear in mind that these people are exploiting a loophole within the law, and that a lot of the substances are chemically similar to substances which are illegal, and illegal for good reason. What is actually horrifying from what came out today is that the effects on your muscles is similar to having been in a car accident. If you're taking legal highs regularly, frequently, without, you know, weekends and evenings, and, you know, using it as a party substance or something to relax, whatever it is, it's terrifying to think that you could be in worse state than having been in a major accident on the A90 or A96 and somewhere around about here. And I think that really brings it home, how dangerous this stuff is and why actually we need to proactively do something about it. It's great to see legislation come forward to blanket ban it. I think that's the right thing to do. And we just need to make sure that that process happens quicker rather than later.
I mean, these senior doctors are saying these facts. Does that show, do you think, that immense pressure has been put on, say, A&E ARI because of this problem?
We've got some stats that give us an idea as to how many deaths there are which are related to legal highs, but we don't really have a full picture. And that's been part of the problem, is the reporting within the NHS. Now, I mean, our doctors and nurses have a heap of paperwork and bureaucracy as it is, but we've been saying that we need to try and drill down on when legal highs have been part of a cocktail, maybe, have been implicated within either a serious injury or a death. And I think we need to get a better understanding, because I think that the information that we've got is only the tip of the iceberg at the moment. The coverage that we've got today is, again, anecdotal. It's something from our doctors, and this is great that, you know, people are speaking freely and openly about what they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis with patients. But we haven't got anything overly empirical, and I think that's really important as we move forward. But I think even what we've heard today is absolutely horrifying. And then also a reminder that we have in our heads that because legal highs they're brightly coloured, the way they're packaged and the way that they're sold, you'd think it'd just be young people. And we speak a lot about, oh, let's get into the schools and speak to young people and, you know, make sure they're aware, which is great and we have to do. But what they were actually saying is that people in their middle ages, so 40 and 50, have been taken into A&E because of it. And from my campaign, I'd be speaking to a lot of people, and you'd be surprised that you've got working professionals, people who you'd think would know better in a way, who are using that as their escape, their relief. They don't mind walking into a shop, but the majority of them actually buy it online and do it at home, and they get their free samples and their loyalty points as well for buying it online. And I think it's quite scary that there's people in that age demographic who are, you know, being brought into A&E with injuries similar to being in a major car accident. And I think that's really scary. It shows that there's a a long way we've still got to go yet to not just addressing it through legislation, but in terms of mindset as well, and telling people that these things are not safe and this is the damage that it can do to you. And in fact, this will kill you.
So like you mentioned, it could just be the tip of the iceberg. We haven't got all the proper facts yet. Facts that could come out in the next little while could be even more shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've only seen limited evidence at the moment. And even that in itself, what has come through has been awful. And then coupled with anecdotal evidence. And I know that NHS Grampian works really closely with the council, whether it's our social care and our housing. And we've got Aberdeen Alcohol and Drugs Partnership. And, you know, working with all the different agencies, including the police, you know, you can really build up quite a good picture of what it's like within the city. But again, a lot of that's anecdotal. That's the police kind of saying, this is our experience. This is housing officers saying, this is our experience. And you've got people in Drugs Action, again, who have been involved today in the coverage, sort of saying, this is our experience. But it's trying to get that a bit more empirical. I think that would be even more shocking when we can get that, because legal highs are used in a cocktail of all sorts of other things. Sometimes it's illegal and sometimes it's other legal highs. But people don't know what they're taking because there's nothing on the back of the package. It doesn't even tell you how to take it. So a lot of the time people are overdosing on it, taking far more than they ever should. You'd be amazed that it should, you know, how, you know, minimal amount you should be taking, but folk are taking whole packets. And that in itself is absolutely terrifying. And that's why, you know, we need to get a message out there saying just because it's legal, just because it's sold in a retail outlet like that, doesn't mean it's safe for you. In fact, it's incredibly dangerous. They are lethal, and that's what it should be called, lethal highs, not legal, because at the end of the day, they'll kill you if you keep taking them.